Welcome to another Saturday night with Don and Lynn. And I'm so glad you're all tuning in. I'm assuming some of you are tuning in, because sometimes I wonder, because no one ever calls us, because you're too scared to call us. It's not my fault, it's Don's fault, I know that, but Don needs to be known.
I'm sorry, folks, for the late start.
Here's my co-host, who's apologizing again. Hey, Don? Don? Uh-oh.
What do you want, Wynn?
I wanted to get our listeners' opinion of our startup music. The one that sounds like tugboats and flatulence.
Well, why don't you spend a little time on that? You could use it.
I could?
We were supposed to have a guest today, but unfortunately, we got the wrong phone number, and we just tried him. His name was Billy Woodard, and we just couldn't get through, and it's unfortunate. Wynn?
Yeah.
You're making a lot of noise. Do I have to mute you when I speak?
There's no noise in the background. I can mute myself. Wait a second. Don? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to mute myself.
I'm hearing an echo.
I'm going to mute myself and tell me if the noise goes away. You ready? Here we go. Did the noise go away?
Yeah. It was a dream come true.
What kind of dream?
You having dreams again, Wynn?
Oh, Billy, where are you? Are you listening, Billy? Hey, Don, why don't you share a little bit with our audience about our guest who's not going to be here? Uh-oh. Don is being quiet tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the spaces in between the Don and Lynn show.
No, I just want to tune into your antics for a little bit.
Tune into my antics?
Yeah, get the flavor for you today.
You mean the flavor of Lynn? Well, I can tell you that we are doing this show on location. We are at the University Medical Clinic in Las Vegas.
That's where you should be.
What, in Las Vegas or at the University Clinic?
At a medical clinic.
And why do you think I should be in a medical clinic?
It's a perfect match for you.
Yes?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, you're in a room and constant beautiful women going in and out, checking out your heartbeat and everything?
Yeah. Well, with you, you might be more all white, but a little bit of foam.
Actually, I'm here just keeping someone else company.
I see. Well, folks, again, we were going to have an interview today, but most of our shows never turn out the way we want them to. So, Billy, I know you phoned up. I know you gave me a phone number. But again, when we tried it, it was not in service. We tried it twice. So if you want to give us a call 530-876-3222, and we'll put you on the air with us. Otherwise, it's just Wynn and I. Sadly enough, folks... That's the way it is.
Actually, we do have a woman in the background.
Excellent.
And the woman that I'm visiting here at the hospital, that I'm keeping her company. And, you know, our audience could cheer her up. to send her. It's Daphne.
Right. What's wrong with you?
No, I'm serious. Don't make fun of this, okay?
Well, I'm trying to stop from hearing myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple days ago, you know, Daphne is spaced out.
What am I? I'm on your cell, right? Or
yeah.
We connect up to your cell.
Yeah. Is this not good?
Well, it's different.
Wait a second.
I mean, most times we connect up to your cell.
Is this better?
That's better.
It is?
Yeah. I bet you were wearing some form of headgear, huh?
No.
No? You don't wear headgear?
This is not good now, huh?
You don't take precautions.
Is this good?
I don't know. How's it look?
Well, this is like I'm using the speakerphone.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Usually I wear headgear, but I wasn't expecting to be spending 2 days in the hospital.
Right.
So the headgear is back at home.
Yeah, you left the headgear at home.
Left the headgear at home.
And off you went to gallivant.
It was kind of an unexpected trip to the hospital.
You like hospitals, don't you?
I like the cafeterias. They have great cafeterias.
I think you like hospitals.
Well,
I bet you're one of the people who'd want to get sick just to be in one.
No, I very rarely have been in the hospital on my own behalf.
So you've wanted to be in one for quite some time, haven't you?
No. I just like to do the Don and Wynn show on location.
I see.
So if we have any nurses or anybody comes in, we'll just have them say hello.
Okay, well, that sounds like a plan for the Don and Wynn show.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
what else you got lined up?
Don, I never line things up. If I line things up, you have a guest, so how can I line anything up?
I don't know.
Tell me something. What made you want to put this guest on our show?
Today?
Yeah. I mean, what's special about him?
Well, I was hoping we could connect up to him. Would have been an interesting topic. But, again, we got the wrong number. Billy Woodard, I believe. You know, you got a horrible speakerphone.
Is this better?
I feel like I'm stuttering.
Tell me something. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Does Billy pilot UFOs? Does he see ghosts in his house? What makes him special?
You know, from what I understand, he had an interesting upbringing and wants to go, see some friends again back in the center of the earth. How's that?
So he was brought up by people in the center of the earth?
Yeah. Left in topside, some individuals adopted him, and later on he recognized the truth to that. So I was going to have him on here. He actually channels too.
Oh, he sounds interesting.
Yeah, I thought you might like him. But unfortunately, the number was wrong.
Hey, do you think, I think we're plotting a landing of the negative.
And just so you know, if you're listening out there, Billy, you gave me an ending number of 5343, which is a little weird because that's what I tried over and over. So however we got mixed up in there, maybe it was the other numbers we got wrong. Who knows?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, loyal listeners, they have to be very loyal listeners.
To listen to us? they gotta be diehards.
Yeah. You know, people are coming out of the
They gotta be bored out of their skull, first off. And, you know, they just wanna see somebody make a fool of themselves worse than they do.
That's right.
And we give it to them. No matter how bad their day is, they can listen to us and they'll have a better day.
We give everyone a chance to feel superior.
Well,
that's our service. We're boosting everyone's self-esteem because they listen to us. And they
$2
say,
and we'll give you a smile. $2.
I'm not so bad after all, right?
So who do you got with us?
Who do I have with us?
Daphne's at the hospital, right?
Daphne's at the hospital, right.
And it's just you and Daphne?
Well, it's me and Daphne and the cardiologist, not the cardiologist, the nurses, the dietitians, you know how hospitals are.
All around Daphne.
Now, don't be offensive, okay?
No, but I mean all these cardiologists, anesthesiologists, and what else you say are all just standing around you guys?
Well, they're not here right now.
Ah, so is it just you and Daphne right now?
That's right.
Uh-huh. That's what I was trying to ascertain.
So,
Is she gonna break out and do some channeling for us?
She's not gonna do channeling on the Donna Wynn Show.
Sure she should.
No, she isn't.
Hey, we create the best energy, don't we?
I don't believe in channeling.
You don't?
No.
When did you wake up?
Well, you know what?
What?
It's like dawn. Like everything. It's all a dream, including channeling.
Hey, at least...
The Donna Wynn Show is a dream.
It is now.
It doesn't exist. It's just...
I think we pushed a button on his remote, folks. Look at him go.
Hey, Daphne. Now here, I'm going to have Daphne channel. Here.
I think we just pushed a hot button.
Don.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent. She's
channeling.
Thank you.
See?
Excellent.
She's channeling. How do you like that?
She is?
She said, Don, how are you? Hello, how are you? Now let's figure
excellent.
Out what...
Excellent. Excellent. That was probably, tell her that was the best channeling she ever did. That is the best...
Let's
most,
figure out.
No, honestly, that was not only the best channeling, but it had absolute truth to it. For once, and I absolutely loved it. I mean, if she could do more of that, we're in.
Now, I want you guys to know, don't take me seriously. Do not take me seriously during the show, okay? If anyone's listening...
Oh, you actually got to tell your audience not to take you seriously during your show.
So
what a bonehead.
Well, I'm just...
Hey, no, bring back that echo. That should be heard a few more times. Bonehead.
Now, Don is being practicing his
vocabulary. Practicing for a movie role.
He just learned a new word, bonehead.
Bonehead. The movie's called Bonehead.
Why is he being so ornery?
Ornery?
Yeah,
I'm not the one who sings country music.
Daphne is asking, why are you being so ornery? Because he's like this every week on the Donna Wynn Show. He thinks people like this kind of dialogue. So we do it every week because...
No, I think you think that. And so you start in that vein.
Okay.
You can't help it. I mean, maybe if someone slapped you a couple times before the show or a few times.
All right, Don. I'm going to be quiet and I'm going to let you take the lead and set the mood.
No, it's okay. You don't need to be, you know, standoffish and you know, somehow melancholy, in a poor mood. You know, I didn't upset you, did I?
No.
Did I ruffle anything?
You can't upset me.
I can't?
No.
That's good. I don't want to upset you.
You have been... Did you get that email that I sent you about somebody that actually loved you?
Actually loved me.
Actually, a lot of people love you. You know, there's people all over the place that love the fact that you've done BBS Radio and brought all this wonderful stuff to people's attention and all these, mostly these wonderful hosts who have something
to
share. You're bored?
No, you sound bored.
I'm not bored.
Were you yawning there when you were trying to give me some accolades? When you were trying to brown nose me? You were yawning.
No, I wasn't.
You were yawning when you were trying to brown nose me. Now that is an insult.
Listen, second. Daphne is right next to me, and she'll tell you what I was doing. What was I doing?
He was eating a soggy hospital French fry.
Ah. Those will do it, I hear. Those soggy fries.
You're right.
So, are you getting any better, Daphne?
Well, I had a fainting spell, and then I was not, like, my speech was all slurred, and so we were really concerned. And my blood pressure has been very low, and I haven't.
You know, has it been really low?
It's been
3 or 4 points too low.
No, we're talking like 88 over 46. Pretty low. Pretty low. It's extremely hot here.
You might want to, you know, I don't want to throw any fear into you, but last time I heard of a situation where, you know, people's temperatures are getting lower than normal, often, or at least some are saying that that may portend of, a Morgellons type of, I don't know what you want to call it, virus or bacteriophage or something. I mean, I don't know what the heck it is, some sort of virus manufactured, and that people...
Hey, wait a second. Her temperature is not getting lower.
Her blood pressure.
Oh, her blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Don't know. Could be just you that's causing it.
Well, you know, in the channelings, they said... She wasn't sure if she wanted to come into this realm. So she didn't come in full thrust. She came in a little bit tentatively.
A little bit at a time?
Yeah.
Like a leg here, an arm there, a hand here.
Something like that.
I hear you.
So, I would like to say, I hope people on our show that are listening are getting prepared to grit their teeth.
To do what?
Well, I think...
You think calamities are coming?
I think so.
You think that somehow there's some major calamities coming?
Yeah. I think it's going to start.
Am I correct?
I think it's going to...
Admit it. Stand up to it. When I ask you a question, say yes, no.
I think it's going to be economic.
You think there's going to be a massive calamity globally, right?
Well,
I think it's going to happen.
I don't know how it's going to happen, but I don't know if it's going to happen all at once, but.
You think we're heading into bad times?
You listen to your shows. Your own shows are saying all that.
Some shows do, some don't.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe we're coming into hostile times? If that's what you're asking, that's a good way to put it. Actually, hostile times. Well, yeah, I'd have to agree with you. That would be only because that's what I feel. I can't tell you why. I read a lot of information from people all over the world. I get a lot of phone calls. A lot of people tell me things. And if I were to gauge all that and my own feelings and what I met when I meditate and what I believe, I think we're heading in for some tribulation. And only because so many people want change so badly and are willing to go to the extent necessary for that change to begin, somehow the world consensus is going to bring this about, possibly. I think that people want to see some big changes occur, and they know there's greatness within them and throughout the world. And they want it to shine. So, I think some sort of energies are going to clash this year. I truly believe that somehow energies are going to clash. Economically, I think that's going to be a part of it. Absolutely.
You think we're going to get to an election this year?
I do. Yes, I do. I don't think they're, you know, again, they're not stupid. It's a matter of take it. But don't take it all at once because nobody will stand for it. It's really corrupting it fast, but doing it in an orderly fashion. They're going really based on a script that's been written time and time again and used time and time again. But most people here in this country don't understand that it, first of all, how it works, and second of all, that it could be in operation right here in their very own country. The only thing I believe that the reason we're going to get out of it is because they've brainwashed me personally. You got to thank them. They brainwashed me into believing I'm the freest, I'm the, one of the freest people on the free, in the freest country in the world. That's all they told me when I was young. And that somehow we had to fight for our freedom and that we're so free and everyone loves us and everyone wants to come see us because we're free, 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 free. And somehow now, in a very short span of time, they changed the rules on that. So it woke me up. And I think it's done it to most people. Moving real fast is not in their benefit. I think they're like red tape. It's kind of like a government red tape. They move like a bureaucracy, and even their plans are written down and telegraphed years in advance. Years in advance.
When do you think they changed the rules?
Pardon me? I think we got madmen in power now. Perverted, pedophiles, old, sick, mad people. Like Mad Cow got to them, and they've arrived at a place of insanity. And somehow they feel that they're justified in mass killing, mass culling, experiments to hold down population. And then, it's about suffering, because the way they're doing it is such a greedy, evil way, because they suck the life out of you as they're doing it, and it gets them off. Yeah, they're mad. And that madness is not good on a global scale. And so people want to see that change. They want to see it now. And somehow that's coming to a manifestation. And I think that's going to be sparked this year. Why? Don't know. But that's my opinion. I've stated this many, 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 many months ago. And if you go through the records of the Trusted News Trader or the Don and Wynn Show, you know, you can gauge my flavor. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. I mean, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just telling you what I feel. Could be way off base.
Now, what do you think of Edgar Mitchell's revelation this week? I'm sure you heard that.
Well, of course. I think that's just a natural.
Do you think he was prompted to do that? Or do you think?
I think, look, they've been allowed to do it, so they're doing it. You know, when you tip off one, and this one's allowed, and then all of a sudden, it's like the head guy says, all right, send out the memo. But he's not really doing that. It's kind of like one person does it, it's allowed, then the next person, then the general consensus, and it's being allowed. You see, you're not seeing big private operations coming against people, murdering them, stopping them, holding their hostage family, or whatever they blackmail they do any longer. They're no longer, you see what I mean? So people in the higher areas or more shadowy areas that where it isn't mainstream, they're feeling braver. And many of them even know through some of their own contacts that, yes, indeed, this is something that should be made more public. That's it.
Do you think it's indicative that...
And they want to streamline the data, of course. See, it's a manipulation. Remember, if you can control... It's not the information that matters, folks. Screw the information. Who cares? Information is information. Anybody can get it sooner or later. You know it all anyways. Doesn't make you anything more than a savant. What does a savant do with extraordinary information? Very little, I might add. Funny enough, usually. What I'm trying to say is, it's, you know, ultimately, these people are trying to take whatever information and streamline it. Remember Bill Gates stated that. That's the new age. When it doesn't, if you don't care about what the information is, but you determine where that information goes, or if it goes, or where it goes, whoa. You know, at that point, you're playing God with people's minds. And you can get quite perverted doing so. You pervert the truth. You don't allow people to express their reality. You want them under yours. And that's, you know, unhealthy.
That's been the state of mankind forever.
No, it hasn't. I don't believe that.
I think
a lot of the history is written by the greatest rulers that always built big empires and toppled others. But I think most of the great parts of history are usually not so war-ridden. It's kind of like, it depends on who's writing the history and who's in power and what's said and what isn't. I think that there have been many times gone by where people have been pillars of integrity, pillars.
When was the last time we had a really benevolent leader?
Well, yeah. See, now let's talk on a global scale. You know, you're talking on a regional or a local.
No. I said in the world, anywhere in the world.
Gandhi. Well, sure, Gandhi. Gandhi would definitely be one.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you look at how many countries we have, look at how many are at peace right now. At peace, begging for it. Except for the most built up economically. And those tend to be more controlled. But those that aren't, they're begging for peace. And that makes up the mass order. The massive order. The mass.
Mm-hmm.
Or meek, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter.
Well, do we have any call-ins today? What's our call-in number?
Who knows it?
This is a good topic for Don Nikoloff to call in on.
Don Nikoloff, save us.
Yeah, Don, come on. Save.
Call us, Don. Don, you're going to call us right now. Watch, I'm going to hypnotize the guy. Watch this. Don Nikoloff. You must call the Don and Win show. And I think that's going to work. I think we'll be getting a call from him sooner or later. Today, before the show ends.
I don't think so.
Could happen.
He's busy playing music tonight.
You know, the truth is, Billy, I wish I'd have got him on the phone, but I mean, son of a gun, I mean, I wrote it down, and then I went over it once, and I didn't get it. But you know what? I don't mind. Because I miss Daphne. And, you know, Daphne and I have never met, but I miss her. I think she misses me. But, I mean, not in a sexual way. Well, okay, you know, she's good looking. Right, Daphne? You're a hottie. So I figure, you know, maybe she's thinking of me.
Well,
when she's in pain.
I don't think so.
Hold on.
You can't talk about somebody without them having the opportunity to give their opinion. So, listen.
Whoa. Folks, that was the red button on the remote.
Do you like short, skinny men?
It was next to the green one. It's like a hot button.
And liking of someone on your exterior.
I think Daphne, if Daphne and I were to get together, we'd like each other.
You know what?
I mean, really like each other.
You know what?
I think she would really dig me.
Why don't you tell Don what you really think of him, okay?
I think Daphne would say, you know, son of a gun, I like this kid. He has
now she's
a way.
Aren't you married with a family?
Of course.
Well, let's bring your wife on. Come on.
Well, who's going to phone her to tell her that she should phone in?
What's her phone number? I'll call her. I'll conference her in.
I'm not going to put her phone number over the air.
Oh, yeah.
If you know it, phone her.
You call her. You have another number. I don't think you have the courage to bring your wife on.
Look, okay? I got to tell you, here's the funny thing, and I'll be quite honest about this because I'm a transparent guy. Relationships and love, to me, are extremely powerful. They're a matter of all that is and more. In other words, it you allow for all things, and you become a greater part of the whole. And you bring out that, and you allow that in others. And that takes on an absolutely different flavor of a relationship. In other words, it tends to be absolutely honest. It has its humor and its love and its dedication, devotion, and it somehow is the best of all worlds. It works. Yeah? So when you happen by, Daphne.
So how do you have time for your wife?
How do I have time for her? You know, a guy like me only needs about a minute with you.
So you give her a minute a day? And that's
well, you know, they, you know, we try to schedule in like a minute and 2 seconds or three, but, you know, yeah. Time goes by so fast.
I was going to comment on that. I'd say things that were obnoxious, so I won't say them. But,
well, you know, if they're obtuse, they might be in the right corner.
How can you spend a minute with another person? I think that's enough.
Hey, look, it's not the amount of time, it's the quality of the time you spend. 1 minute with me might can feel like a lifetime to somebody who doesn't like me.
One of our listening audience spent a minute with Don would like to make a comment. No comment.
No comment. You know, I'm going to, folks, we're gonna take a break. I need to get off the air for a second, slap Wynn a few times. I mean, slap him. And I'm gonna slap him. I can do it physically even from here. I just need the help of Daphne. So we'll be right back. Stick around.
BBSradio.com. Removing fear through communication. Engage. Powerful, unforgettable. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. My name is Spider Turner, and you can find my music at cdbaby.com.
Right here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Now on BBS Radio, Why Life Is answers a vast number of questions and explores the demystifying of metaphysics and spirituality. Just a fraction of what we will cover are such subjects as detailed explanations of the afterlife, what the meaning of life is, and what intelligent life is like in other worlds. This is a show many of you have been waiting for to hear and participate in as well. Why Life Is has been on the air broadcasting for nearly 3 years and is now available on BBS Radio in prime time on Friday nights at 7 p.m.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. light, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
We're back. Wynn, take it away.
Hey, listen, I'm just listening to you. I'm giving you a chance to be front and center. This is Don being front and center. Don, are you being front and center? All right. Don is shy, as you can tell.
All right, I'm back.
You were back the whole time.
No, I wasn't. I was speaking to our guest, who's going to phone in because the number he gave me didn't work.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's going to call in. We won't have long, but that's the way it works on the Don and Wynn Show. Mm-hmm. We never have long. Well, speaking for Wynn, that is. Here we go. Caller, this must be Billy.
Yes, it is.
Woodard?
Hello.
How are you, Billy?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pleasure to have you with us. I apologize again. I read you the number when we just spoke, and that's what I have. It didn't work. I tried it several times.
That's weird.
Then I was so late for the show already because the other show had ended a bit late, and so I just didn't have the chance to, make it all happen.
Oh, that's okay. I went ahead and sent out diagram and drawings to you for the headband.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, Wynn and I, and this is Daphne, and I spoke a little bit about you to Wynn, and I told Wynn that you had an unusual childhood, and that you were orphaned, and that other parents adopted you, and you... we spoke a different language, and a prophet witnessed and heard it, and and somehow it led back to you understanding that you are from the inner earth peoples, that you'll be going back there next year, so it was, and that you do channel because Wynn's girlfriend, who's with us, or not girlfriend, because I think she's my girlfriend. We haven't yet figured that one out. Or she hasn't. She hasn't.
You haven't decided yet.
Well, she hasn't figured that out. And then, between Wynn, because he's now coming into his channeling. I think he actually has been able to do that. And so this might be an interesting topic. I wish we would have got you on sooner. Apologize. Yeah. Welcome. Wynn? This is Billy. Billy, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hey, Billy.
How are you?
Well, it's fine until I got on the Donna Wynn Show.
That's cool. Okay.
But that's how we make the show go.
That's how he makes it go.
Ah.
I don't think he knows any other way. I'm trying to, show him another way. But I don't know. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but it's better to ride the son of a bitch.
That's true.
You know, because once it gets there, believe me, it'll drink.
Uh-huh.
Good riding.
Billy.
Yes?
I'd like to suggest we only have a few minutes. So
okay.
Well, we've got a little time here. We got about 12 minutes.
So I thought, why don't you share, since I have no idea, why is it that Don thought it was you would be a good guest? What is it of your experience that you have with our audience that can be a benefit to them?
Okay. Well, what would you like them to know?
You mean this is really that open?
I could let them know that the Earth is hollow. It's not solid as they're taught in school. And that's definitely one thing they definitely need to know. Because, you know, they're taught in school that the Earth is solid and it has a molten core and a crust of the Earth and mantle and all this. And they're taught wrong because the Earth is hollow and it does have intelligence living within it.
I do believe that. I go that far out, folks. I actually do believe that there is. Now, I don't know how hollow or what hollow means or whether it's tunnels or whatever the case is, but I do believe there are peoples that don't look like us that do dwell in there.
Well, they look like you too, but they're just larger in stature.
Right. Well, that's what I understand. They're a lot larger, and it's funny because you're living in an under-earth where you'd think they'd be smaller.
Not really, because the gravity within the Earth is only a fraction of what it is on the exterior.
So they grow a little larger.
Oh, yes, and that enables creatures to grow larger.
Really? You mean the less gravity, the larger the creature can grow?
That's right.
That I never knew. I thought that if you were like living on a larger planet, like maybe a really big one, Saturn, or something, that because it's so large, you'd actually end up being larger to live there. And if you went to Earth, the gravity would be such a diminished thing, and you'd be very tall, and things would be very light to you. Now, no?
So, Billy?
Yes?
Tell me, how do you know this?
Yeah.
Because I've been there.
And how did you get there?
I went there when I was 12 years old. I was picked up by what would be termed as a flying saucer at age 12. And I was taken there, and I remained there for approximately 6 months. And then I was brought back to the surface. So, yes, I definitely know it's hollow.
And why did they choose you?
Why? Well, I would say because of my background and also because I was adopted. When I was adopted, me and my sister, we didn't speak English. We spoke a different language, and people didn't understand us, and most of the time we didn't talk, come right out and talk with our voices. We talked through telepathy to each other. We were twins, so it was quite easy to do. There was a gentleman that was listening to us one time and disturbed what we were saying and asked my adopted parents if they knew what we were saying. And they
were
said,
you speaking,
"No, we don't."
Were you speaking vocally then or with the mind?
We were speaking vocally.
Vocally. So you were speaking this other language vocally between you and your twin sister at what age?
At age, between age 6 and 7.
Right.
So the idea is then, you were one of those people who somehow got to the Earth. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
How did you get to the Earth? How did you,
We were brought out, in 1951, we were brought out, not exactly, I recall listening to our parents. They said that we were going to be adopted by a surface family and grow up on the outer surface. We were quite young at that time, and we stood our parents, and we were abandoned in a state park in Wichita Falls, Texas. And we were then retrieved and picked up by a park maintenance worker and a police officer who turned over to the child services, and they in turn towed us over to the orphanage in that city. And so that's how we came to be.
And you're going, and since you literally grew up, were born down there, you came surface side.
Yeah.
You all the signs and what you're experiencing in your current life and what it's all portending to you, what the omens are stating to you is that next year you'll be going back.
Yes, I'll be going home.
Yeah,
I will be going home.
Billy, do you look different than a normal person?
No, I wouldn't say I look different. Me and my sister were, when we were born, we were both male and female, our anatomy, male and female.
Both twins.
Termed as hermaphrodite, I guess.
Right. Which is remarkable, I might add.
Yes, it is. It's rare, but it happens more often now in your surface world because of the different, trends in the soil and also poisons that you put in the atmosphere through your atomic testing and all that.
Sure changes up the DNA a bit.
Yeah, screws it up. you know, the people on the surface are quite primitive. I mean, as far as races go, the people in the interior are in highly advanced state of
awareness,
and learning skills and things of that nature. And as people out here, they're so caught up and so indoctrinated through higher education and through the religion that they don't have the patience or the capability through patience to use more than only 10% of their brain. A lot more than that. People in the interior use 100% of their brain capacity. And I have sent a...
Since you're a young Delosian, or someone from the inner earth, let's say, do you use 100% of your brain? Do you use 100% of your brain? Because you said they do. You came topside. I would imagine that you're using 100% of your brain.
Yes.
You are?
I have used 100% of my brain out here.
Is it because once you got here, you immediately lost 80-90%?
No,
or do you just retain it all and use it when necessary?
Whenever I need it.
Billy,
are you?
I gotta call you on that one, Billy.
Go right ahead, there.
I gotta call you on that. I mean, if they're using 100% of their brain, honestly, then I would anticipate you are too.
Say again?
I would have to naturally conclude that since you are of that race, you're using 100% of your brain.
Yes, but I also have the ability to tone it down as well. I don't scare people.
But you're a walking genius in all respects. In every respect possible.
In some respect,
times a million times, I would have to say. Pardon me?
At times, I have been termed as a genius. I graduated high school when I was 12. 12 years old.
Right, but I mean genius. 100% of the brain, I would think, would be taking you to new heights.
Well, I have been able to travel without the means of, airships. Like teleporting from one place to another when I was younger with my sister. We were quite easy to do that because we were together and we were pretty strong being together. When it separated us, and she took her away from me.
Where is she now?
That diminished. She's back home now.
She's back home. So when you guys are separated, it's like Goliath losing his hair.
Yeah, it was sort of like combined force, you know, together, and then you separate that force, it cuts it in half.
Right. I'll tell you again, I wish we would have started this interview earlier. I really do, because it sounds like it would have gotten great. In fact, if Wynn's amiable to it, and I know I am, but this, you know, I have a co-host.
Of course.
If he's amiable to it, I'd love to have you on next week. We'll give you the workover.
Okay.
But until then, we have about a minute. We have to call in the light because it's something we love to do, and it's something Wynn is, something gives him a little joy. So we're going
to
let...
There's also something I want to give to you before we leave part company here.
Well, you're going to stick around. You're going to stick around for this. We're going to call in the light, and we got to do it fast.
Okay.
So
there is a few words that are to be spoken whenever you're having a guest or something. If you say it before they go on, then in a sense it blocks out negativity and it blocks out lies and all that stuff.
That could be, but we now are down. We're over our time by 2 minutes, so
we
have to call in the light and close this show. Wynn?
Right.
So, Bill, just to let you know, we close the show with kind of a invocation of what I call the law of one, creating a group energy, since on some level we exist multidimensionally. We invoke the multidimensional parts of ourselves for a group energy, for peace, for the highest good of our planet. Is that okay with you to participate? Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and each listener that's listening. And right now, we take our negativity and release it into the higher realms of light to be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of our galaxy, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And those of us who free-willingly choose to do so, we invoke a coming together, a blending of our souls, of our energies in the matrix, and we invite those higher forces who are service to other, who are operating in the law of one, to join with this group energy that we've created. And right now, each of us can download that energy into our own space, into our own home, and into our own bodies, and radiate it into the space around us to uplift ourselves, our families, our neighborhoods, and in particular, planet Earth, for the highest good. On that note, we are going to say good night from the Donna Wynn Show. Good night, our guest Billy, who may be back next week. And I turn it over to Don.
All right, folks. Thank you very much. Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Billy. We got to let you go right now, and we'll be up next with a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Don't go anywhere.
I love you.